planetary systems are the. Let us talk a little bit about what are the most advanced programs that search for this kind of extraterrestrial civilization in the present time. In the present time, we have the Ohio SETI program that is in operation since 1973 and uses a strange antenna that it is not a parabolic antenna, it looks more like a football field. It is a parabolic cylinder that has a surface equivalent to 53 meters. The META-1 and META-2 project, this is Horowitz, the person of Harvard University, who designed this META supercomputer that analyzed 8.4 million channels at the same time with a resolution of 0.5 Hz and with an instantaneous bandwidth of 0.4 MHz. This device is in operation at Harvard University since 1985. And a similar one is in operation in Argentina since 1990. Both observatories are of 26 meters, has a 26 meter antenna, the observatory at Harvard, and 30 meters antenna, the observatory at near Buenos Aires. And we are searching the full sky. From Harvard, they are observing the northern hemisphere, and from Buenos Aires, we are observing the southern hemisphere. We have the NASA project High Resolution Microwave Survey, that is the official name now, was in operation, divided in two parts. The first part tried to aim their search around the nearby stars using the biggest telescopes in the world. They used the Observatory of Arecibo, and they are planning to use the Observatory of the National Radio Observatory at Green Bank, and they are planning to take their equipment next year to Observatory of Parkes here in Australia. And all this set of projects are trying to search for signals around the nearby stars. They already select something like 1,000 nearby stars with the similar characteristics to our sun, and they are trying to search in all the frequencies between 1 and 3 gigahertz. The second part of the NASA project is the sky survey. They are surveying the whole sky, now the northern hemisphere sky, using their facilities at Colston, using a 34 meters antenna. But in this case, they are searching for signals around the whole microwave window between 1 and 10 gigahertz. And the last project is Serendip-3, who depends from the University of California at Berkeley, and is in operation now at Arecibo. This is a very interesting project because it is not a SETI dedicated project. Observations are done while at the same time that the observation of other radioastronomical projects, so they do not require special time for SETI observations. And in the near future, Paul Horowitz is designing the Beta 1 and Beta 2 project that will involve something like 160 million channels and then 6 billion channels analyzers. Paul Horowitz is planning to put into operation this Beta project more or less 1 year in the future. The META supercomputer analyzed 75 million instructions per second and is in operation in the Harvard Smithsonian Observatory. And this device was constructed because Steven Spielberg gave the Planetary Society a grant of $100,000, and all the people that already saw ET pay a little penny to build this kind of device. And this equipment was in operation for more than 5 years. It's still in operation now. We will then discuss a little bit what were the discoveries of this instrument. Let me talk a little bit about what we really expect about extraterrestrial signal. How can we distinguish between a natural signal and an artificial signal? In general, you already know that the universe emits a lot of radiation in the radio spectrum, for example, the hydrogen line. But the hydrogen line has a bandwidth that it is very broad, let's say some 1,000 or 2,000 hertz, and which is the main characteristic of an artificial signal. signal. The main characteristic of an artificial signal is the narrow band. For example, a TV carrier has a bandwidth of only 0.01 Hertz. So the principal criteria that we have to distinguish between an artificial signal and a natural signal is the bandwidth. In this case, what we are searching for these kind of signals that are very narrow ones. What happens when we pick up some wide narrow band terrestrial signals, like a TV carrier? Because of the Earth's rotation, we have to compensate that Doppler effect electronically. So we are spreading all that Doppler effect into a lot of channels. It is very easy to distinguish this kind of signals and this kind of signal. So, in a first approach, it is very easy for us to distinguish between terrestrial interference and what we think it is extraterrestrial signal. What kind of results we get from the Project META? What have we found in 5 years of observation of META 1 and 2 years of observation of META 2? Well, after analyzing something like 10 to the 13 different channels over all these years, META 1 detected some 37 signals that looks like real extraterrestrial signals. We analyzed very carefully each of those millions and millions of spectrums, and we found that the black dots and the red dots correspond to the alerts or candidate signals that were detected by META 1, and the white dots represents the candidate signals detected by META 2. One thing that I didn't tell you is that META 1 observed around the 21 centimeters frequency and the first harmonic of that frequency, that is near the 10.5 centimeters, and META 2 only observes around the 21 centimeters frequency, that is equivalent to 1420 megahertz. That corresponds to the H1, to the hydrogen line or H1 line. The problem is that when we realize of the existence of these signals that corresponds to the spectrum that I showed you before, when you aim your antenna to the same point in the sky, you are not able to repeat your observation. Those signals disappear. So we don't have any good argument to sustain that these are real extraterrestrial signals. It looks like, but we don't have the opportunity to check the existence of these kind of signals. We are still reobservating these points with regular basis, but at the present time, neither META 1 neither nor META 2 were able to detect or to repeat the observation of these kind of events. The Serendip project, a couple of months ago, announced the detection of something like 100 signals that also look like ET signals, but when they aim their antenna to the same points in the skies, again, they are not able to detect the same kind of signals.